we do have a busy weekend. All right. So I decide in my older retail years to do my very first festival. Mm-hmm. You know, go out, lug the fixtures, the display, right. Think about how it's going to look, the image, you know,
right.
Haul the clothing racks, you know, do a little clearance.
It's a big festival that you're doing.
Yeah. So I am heading out to the Purple Painted Lady Festival this weekend. And I decided to do my first festival. And then after I signed on, my girlfriend Trish, after 12 years, decided to announce that it's her last festival that she's doing. And I'm like, I just got this going, right? And then all of a sudden she announced it's the last one. So if you have nothing to do, head out there this weekend. But I brought my friend Natalie. Now, Natalie, how many festivals do you do a year?
Oh, my.
Because you take your goods out.
Know the exact number. Yeah. Too many.
So, you know, I think like Lilac Festival kicks off festival season
yes,
in this area.
100% it does.
You were at Cornhill last week. Yes.
Cornhill, Clothesline.
Oh, yeah.
All of the big ones.
Yeah.
It's.
So you load up your car.
Oh, boy. Yep.
And you.
My family knows.
And you peddle your goods all over upstate New York. I think I'm just too.
You've been doing it for such a long time.
I'm a snobby little. I like my little brick and mortar. I like climate control. I'm afraid that my technology's not going to work, you know?
Yeah. And sometimes it does.
I'm a little afraid for this coming weekend out in Palmyra.
It's kind of like a pop-up shop.
Yeah.
No, it's a lot of fun because you get to see and meet so many new customers.
Sure.
And have a connection with them, you know, obviously in a shorter
period
of time.
You're a people person, Natalie. I could see that. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Well, that's the customer service part of owning, you know, small businesses. I mean, I open my doors every day to those clients.
Right.
But I'm looking forward to the Purple Painted Lady Festival because I want to meet new clients.
Yeah, they're new people. When you have a store, it's people who know where your store is or it's people around that location. When you travel around, it is definitely tiring.
But you hit you go to Buffalo, you go to Syracuse.
Oh, I go everywhere. I was in New York. I was in New Jersey. I mean, it's so you can meet new people. Then they follow you online or they shop. Everyone's shopping online.
Natalie is like the social media guru. I want to like be her. I want her
when you grow up.
I want to be her when I grow up. Yeah. The only thing I don't want to do is lug my stuff around.
Right.
So this is going to be my last.
Your first and last
my
festival.
My first and last festival. Yeah.
So tell me exactly where it is and what it is.
Oh, it's out in Palmyra at the Purple Painted Lady. It's it's got a really cute name to the road. I can't. 880
Yellow
Mills Road.
Oh,
and there's a fashion tent. I'm sponsoring a fashion tent, so I have 10 friends who are going to be underneath the tent. And then across the street, there are 350 vendors, 20 food trucks, bands.
It's huge in Palmyra, as you know.
Yeah.
It's right around my house.
Yeah. So you'll be hearing us.
I'll be seeing you.
Yeah. And I have the Rock City Singers coming. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Absolutely. So
the Rock City Singers?
The Rock City Singers, which are a group of high school students.
I know who they are.
Yeah, they're going to be at the fashion tent.
I have friends whose daughter's in it.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you stop by on Sunday between 12:30 and 2 and listen to that?
I mean, Joan, I'll probably know everyone there.
You probably will. You'll have to sign autographs.
Looking forward to it. Good luck. I know it's your first one, but I also know it's your last one.
Yep.
Unless, you know, you take it over, which, you know.
Don't count on that. But I think Trish is listening, so I just wanted to reach out to her and say hi. Good morning, and we're going to have the weather gods are with us, too.
Yeah, the weather gods are with us. It's going to be beautiful.
As long as the technology gods stay with us.